Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Epiphany Radio Program. This is Deacon Louis Zemlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today on this cold November day. It looks like winter is arriving a little bit early for us, but I think it's, you know, I always tell people, you know, the weather is a good reminder of, for us all, that God is alive. God is in the world. God is in control. Especially in control of the weather. And I tell you, my brothers and sisters, don't worry. I think that, you know, in a certain way, and we're going to talk about this today, you know, people worry about the end of the world. You know, you would have a lot of preachers who would come on the radio, and you still have preachers who are on TV and radio preaching the end of the world. You know, that the world is going to end. Prepare. You know, that you better turn to Jesus Christ now because the world's going to end. Well, now the drumbeat is now is that turn to the Democrats now because it's going to be the end of the world, right? Because of climate change and global warming and global cooling and flooding and all of this disaster. When at the core of it, my brothers and sisters, the bottom line is taxes. They want to collect a carbon tax, okay, on you and me and all the businesses, and it's all about taxation. It's all about money. You know, it just seems so disgusting, my brothers and sisters, and this is why I am such a follower of Jesus Christ, because God tells us, Jesus tells us, we do not know the time or the place when this is going to happen. And as we read these scriptures today, as we unfold these scriptures, I want you to tell your children to relax. Do we need to take care of the environment? Absolutely. Do we need to take care of the elderly? Yes. Do we need to take care of little babies? Yes. Whether they're in the womb or out of the womb, we need to take care of those babies. But I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, do not listen to this rhetoric of these crazy political preachers. Because that's what they are. They are insane political preachers that are after just one thing, money, power. And it's sickening. It's very sickening. And we've even seen this strain come in within the church itself. You know, we see this, this drumbeat that with, and every announcement that's, they talk about climate change. Every single thing they talk about how we need to address climate change. How about if we address healthcare first? How about if we address abortion? How about if we address the homeless, people who do not have a place to stay? How about if we address healthcare and the tragedy of healthcare, even in good cities like, you know, Kalamazoo and but you know that you almost have to go to Grand Rapids or Chicago or Cleveland, to these bigger cities, to get decent healthcare. My brothers and sisters, that is a travesty. It's a travesty and a tragedy. And I tell you, at some point in time, we're going to have to, you know, start screaming about this. You know, I mentioned this stuff in our radio program, not because I want to be political or confrontational or anything like that, but we need to start talking about this stuff. We really need to start talking about it. But let's read the scriptures today. They are very heartwarming in a way. But they're also very predictive of, you know, there is going to be an end. There is going to be an end of our own earthly lives. And we've had our share of funerals this in the last 30 days at St. John Bosco, St. Margaret Mary, our parishes. And we pray for all their families. You know, we pray for all the sick and the suffering. In a special way, we pray for those who will die this very day. And so, my brothers and sisters, here are the readings for November 17th, 2019, the 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. Our first reading is from the book of Malachi, Malachi 3:19-20. Lo, the day is coming, blazing like an oven, when all the proud and all the evildoers will be stubble. And that day that is coming will set them on fire, leaving them neither root nor branch, says the Lord of hosts. But for you who fear my name, there will arise the sun of justice with its healing rays. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading today is our psalm reading is Psalm 98, 5 and 6, 7, 8 and 9. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. Sing praise to the Lord with the harp and the miraculous, the melodious song, with trumpets and the sound of the horn. Sing joyfully before the King, O Lord. Let the sea and all that is what fills it resound, the world and those who dwell in it. Let the rivers clap their hands, the mountains shout them for joy. Before the Lord, for he comes. For he comes to rule the earth. He will rule the world with justice and the people with equity. The Lord comes to rule the earth with justice. And then our other reading, our second reading, is the third reading, actually, is reading from 2 Thessalonians. 2 Thessalonians 3, 7 through 12. Brothers and sisters, you know how one must imitate us, for we did not act in a disorderly way among you, nor did we eat food received free from anyone. On the contrary, in toil and drudgery, night and day, we worked so as not to burden any of you. Not that we do not have the right. Rather, we wanted to present ourselves as a model for you, so that you might imitate us. In fact, when we were with you, we instructed you that if anyone was unwilling to work, neither should that one eat. We hear that some of you are conducting yourselves among you in a disorderly way, but not keeping busy, but minding the business of others. Such people we instruct and urge in the Lord Jesus Christ to work quietly and to eat their own food. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Heartwarming words of scripture that we could use. That can always, all of this we can use in our society today. Should be very good for us this day. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Luke 21, 5 through 19. Glory to you, O Lord. While some people were speaking about how the temple was adorned with costly stones and votive offerings, Jesus said, "All that you see here, the days will come when there will not be left a stone upon another stone that will not be thrown down." Then they asked him, "Teacher, when will this happen? And what sign will there be when all these things are about to happen?" He answered, "See that you not be deceived, for many will come in my name, saying, 'I am he,' and the time has come. Do not follow them. When you hear of wars and insurrections, do not be terrified, for such things must happen first, but it will not immediately be the end." Then he said to them, "Nation will rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom. There will be powerful earthquakes, famines, and plagues from place to place. And awesome sights and mighty signs will come from the sky. Before all of this happens, however, they will seize and persecute you. They will hand you over to the synagogues and to the prisons, and they will have you led before kings and governors because of my name. It will lead to your giving testimony. Remember, you are not prepared. Remember, you are not to prepare your defense beforehand. For I myself shall give you wisdom in speaking, that all of your adversaries will be powerless to resist or refute. You will be handed over by parents, brothers, relatives, and friends, and they will put some of you to death. You will be hated by all because of my name, but not a hair on your head will be destroyed. But your perseverance will secure your lives. The gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. May the words of this gospel wipe away our sins. My brothers and sisters, it is great to follow Jesus Christ. It is true freedom to follow Jesus Christ. I am not a Republican. I am not a Democrat. I am not an atheist or an agnostic. I am not any of these things, these labels that so many of us find false security in. Yes, false security. Even in some ways, to puff ourselves up to say that I'm from this country or that country can even be a mistake. But the greatest thing that we can do and the greatest asset that we have to our great country, America, is to be followers of Jesus Christ. To listen to these scriptures, to see what these scriptures tell us, and of course, what the church tells us. You know, as I started out earlier in the program talking about the end of the world and these false teachers and false prophets, you know, sometimes I think there are more of those in the political realm than there are in actual politicians. I mean, actual, you know, religious people, you have religious, this mixture of religion and politics mixing. And I think the greatest scare tactic of all, you know, they even have this as a disorder in Europe now, especially in England. They've been talking about it for so long. And of course, they have implemented the carbon tax in England. And of course, the King of England's very interested in that because they're very, you know, and Al Gore and a lot of these people are very invested in this carbon tax. Okay, and they're starting by first extorting money out of businesses for using fossil fuels, which, you know, we've been using fossil fuels for a long time. And I even think about the flooding, you know, the flooding that's in Venice. You know, they're making a big deal out of that, calling that climate change. Well, when Venice flooded 50 years ago, what was it? Was it climate change then too? Was climate change happening then 50 years ago as well, back in 1969, 1970? But I tell you, my brothers and sisters, I think it's more this. God's getting our attention. You know, we're getting some attention paid to us on what's happening with us, how powerless we are over so many things, and how we do not pay attention, how our priorities are all messed up. You know, even within the church, you know, we see it even within the church, how disorganized things are, how unwilling we are to fight for things, how unwilling we are. And I congratulate, you know, the preacher who refused to give Holy Communion to basically a public sinner, Joe Biden. Yes, my brothers and sisters, mortal sin. You are not supposed to receive the Holy Eucharist, present yourself for Holy Communion, unless you have gone to reconciliation. That's a teaching of the church. But unfortunately, all these teachings of the church, what happens? Why do we have 30,000 different Christian churches? Why do we have all of these other religions? And it boils down, quite frankly, my brothers and sisters, is because we say no. I don't want to do that. I don't want to follow that. I don't believe that teaching. And so we have our own little religion that we've created in our own minds, in our own hearts. And we do not follow anyone. We follow ourselves. We are totally consumed with self. See, we become this culture of ordering things online, being delivered to my house. I don't know how to interact with people. I don't know how to help people. I don't know how to love people because I am disconnected from people and I'm not willing to listen, especially to the truth. In case you're just joining us, my brothers and sisters, my name is Deacon Louis Zimlick here in the Diocese of Kalamazoo. We're glad you're with us here today on this 33rd Sunday in Ordinary Time. And if you think this is intense preaching, wait until next week, the Feast of Christ the King, who we find out who the real king is. And the real king is not Obama. The real king is not Trump. The new real king is not Bush or the governor of Michigan or the governor of this state or that state or Nancy Pelosi or any of those people. They are not my kings or queens. They are not. Jesus Christ is the King of the universe. God is in charge. The Blessed Virgin Mary, the Mother of God, she is the Queen. She is the woman par excellence that we should look up to, admire, and honor. We do not worship Mary, but we honor her. We have the courage to honor her. And those who do not honor her do not honor Christ and do not really, truly worship God in a proper way. It's about surrender, my brothers and sisters. It's not about what I think. It's about what the church teaches us for the last 2,000 plus years, including the Old Testament. See? So let me talk to you about Malachi just a moment here. And we touch on these teachings. Because you know what? Even this whole thing, there's only three teachings for this week, right? We have these three main scriptures, and we basically have three teachings. Quite interesting, quite beautiful. But it's always a time for us to decide, my brothers and sisters, for you and me, every single day. And I think the greatest thing that's been on my heart this week, of course, as we see this destruction that's happening out on Gaul Road. We continue to pray about that. Ask you to go to SaveNazareth.com to sign the petition. We're close to 3,000 signatures now. But it's happening, my brothers and sisters. This beautiful treasure that has been here in this area for over 100 years is going to be destroyed. It's going to be reduced to rubble unless we cry out for it to stop. And that's what we need. We need a groundswell of people to cry out for this to stop. I hope that the new mayor of Kalamazoo somehow will reach out to the Sisters of St. Joseph and say, listen, we can use this property. We can use this property for the homeless. We can use this property for those who are in between jobs, who those people, mothers, expectant mothers, mothers with small children. This is an ideal place for them to live, my brothers and sisters. It's already move-in ready. See? But do we have the courage to do it? Do we have the courage to make these tough decisions? And just for the Sisters of St. Joseph, just to give that to the city as a gift. It was a gift to them. It was a gift to the sisters. And the sisters should re-gift that back to this community, back to humanity, not to the landfill, because that's where it's all going to go. It's all going to go in a landfill. It's very horrible. And once again, following that type of Antichrist, climate change God, this end of the world God that so many people are following today. Terrifying small children. I see this young girl, this Greta. I feel sorry for her. I feel sorry that her parents have put her up to this, have put her through this. That's that important, that they've been brainwashed to this point, to a fervor of such a fervor that the planet is going to die in 12 years. And that these children are not going to have a place to live. It's a sickness, my brothers and sisters, especially to tell children that, to frighten them, to scare them, to terrify them. What a sickness, what a sick world we are in. But the Catechism talks about following in the steps of John the Baptist. Jesus announces the judgment of the last day in his preaching. And then this from the Catechism, which is very beautiful, from 2 Thessalonians. Hence, work is a duty. If anyone is unwilling to work, let him not eat. Work honors us. Did you hear that, my brothers and sisters? Work honors us. It's not just about money. It's not just about making money. It's about honoring ourselves, honoring our bodies, honoring our families, and doing the right thing. And work is a huge part of that. So I want to read from the Catechism about human work. We just have about 10 minutes left. Human work proceeds directly from persons created in the image of God and are called to prolong the work of creation by subduing the earth, both with and for one another. Hence, work is a duty. If anyone is not willing to work, let him not eat. See, so my brothers and sisters, in a certain way, when we give free food away, when we give free food away to someone, a person who's able to work, we're actually doing them a disservice. We're enabling them. We're hurting them by doing that. Do you understand that? You know, it may make you feel good, but what's the best thing to do is to find a job for that person, to find a home for that person, not to just to feed them for one day and then the next day they're hungry again and they need to help their families or to start a family, to have a family. So that's very important too. Then on to the gospel. This persecution of her, the church, that accompanies her on earth will unveil the mystery of iniquity in the form of a religious deception, offering an apparent solution to men's and women's problems at the price of apostasy from the truth. What does that sound like, my brothers and sisters? You know, we don't know the end, and I don't know the end, and I'm not saying it's going to be the end. But I'll tell you, my brothers and sisters, this whole climate change thing, all of this, it's been this drum that has been being beaten for the last 20, 25 years. It sounds to me like a brand new religion. It sounds to me like a brand new idol, a brand new God that has come into our midst. And I dare say even some in the church are starting to believe it. It's a real sickness. And it's the devil. It truly is the devil. Because the final answer is, my brothers and sisters, the final end answer in it is not only that it's a taxation with a carbon tax. But the ultimate thing is, and many have said this, have slipped out, you know, and they will say that there are too many people here. There are too many people on the earth. We're ruining the earth. There's too many people. We have to get rid of the people. This is insanity, my brothers and sisters. This is the promotion of the cult of death, the religion of death, and more than anything, the religion of lies, because they are lying. every day, over and over again, they are lying. So you hear what the church says about this. And you know what? I think this is a natural thing. I don't think it's the end of the world. No, I don't. But I think this is a type of Antichrist. A type and a figure of Antichrist. Because Christ is about life. And this religion, this political religion, especially from the left, especially from the Democrats in this country, is all about death and control and money. And you hear this, the deception, offering an apparent solution to men's and women's problems at the price of apostasy from the truth. And what is the truth? The truth is Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is the truth. So my brothers and sisters, we're going to continue to wrap this up here. We ask you to pray. I ask you to forgive your brothers and sisters. Try to forgive them and start praying about that before Thanksgiving. Before you go to that Thanksgiving meal, say, you know, this is an opportunity for forgiveness. This is an opportunity for me to heal my family. And not that everything has to be perfect. And when you see a person crying, when you see a person who needs help, just listen, my brothers and sisters. You don't have to fix it. Just listen to that person. Listen to them and love them. If you're thinking about hurting yourself, my brothers and sisters, reach out. Dial 211. Dial that emergency number. Please, 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 please don't hurt yourself. God loves you. Jesus loves you. The church is reaching out to you. Wants to help you. Wants to help you. In case also, we always end with theology of the body. Our bodies are temples of the Holy Spirit, my brothers and sisters. There's something very sacred, something very good. So in St. Pope John Paul's Theology of the Body, which you can look up on EWTN.com, just on the internet, Theology of the Body, St. Pope John Paul II, spontaneity, the mature result of conscience. In his general audience, the 12th of November, 1980, 20 years ago, my brothers and sisters, 40 years ago, the Holy Father continues his catechesis on theology of the body by examining the notion that subjection of erotic attraction to an ethical form deprives it of its spontaneity. Love. The love between a man and a woman is sacred. It is beautiful. It is life-giving. Literally life-giving, right? Because when a man and a woman comes together, and when God is included in that, in this, in marriage, a beautiful thing happens. Life. Life comes into the world. Just like you and me, my brothers and sisters, we are here. So let us be followers of Jesus Christ. Let us try to get to Mass today. If we haven't been to Mass in a long time, let's go to Mass. Go to reconciliation. Be reconciled with God, and especially be reconciled with yourself. To thine own self be true, my brothers and sisters. Forget about the pains of the past. Let those things go. Let the past go. Live this very day. Live this very day in the light of Jesus Christ, the healing power of Jesus Christ. Call out to him. Beg Jesus Christ to come into your life, come into your heart, come into your soul, and change you. Change you to be a person of life, not a person of death. May Almighty God bless you all. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you all. We love you.